they were worked with, well, they went to a forestry school, and one of the foresters that went to the same school was running the ranger station outside of Dillon Ranger Station at that time, which was, well, they had to move it, you know, when they made the dam. It was on the Breckenridge Road about, well, I believe about 2 miles up from Frisco, or right in there.
Well, when was the dam built? When did you know when that was?
Start 58 when they started.
So you came here in
36. They still had in Dillon they still had a depot and rails on the clear down to Dillon. And the roundhouse was at up there at the flats, Wheeler Flats.
Oh, I never wonder. I always wonder what that was up there.
Over there, in the, you can see some old, you know, remains of it.
That's right, where Copper is now, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so then the tracks went over to Leadville.
It wasn't long until they, and the they was tracks clear up to Keystone. And they used to haul over to Keystone.
Oh,
they used to truck it down there. And they were going to put a railroad to Kremling. And that's what that cutout. Here you can see signs of it still, I think, across from the campground here where they cut into that side of that hill. Well, that's what that was for. And there was a fellow that had a contract for cutting ties for that railroad to go from Dillon on it to Kremling, and that's why they put that dam in Boulder Dam, and they had a sawmill up there, and they cut some lumber up there and whatnot. But then the contract, they decided not to make it, not to put it through. So then the contract didn't materialize, so then they sawmill out of there.
So when you came here, did you start building that cabin down by the gate pretty much right away, or is that after you've been
here? Well, the old homestead cabin was built in 1990.
And that's the one that's where?
The one down there by the gate, but it used to be only 25-foot square, and it had a peaked roof. It didn't have any windows upstairs. In fact, there was no upstairs. It was just logs, and they had cheesecloth nailed up to the logs. Now, I guess they had planned to put paper on it or something, but it was nothing but just a heavy cheesecloth nailed up to the logs. And boy, it was dirty, the rats had been up there. It was regular rat's nest when we started cleaning it up. I have some old pictures of that house.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing those.
And then it had long windows in it, and just a peaked full pitch roof, I guess you'd call it. Four sides, just went back to peak. And so then, first on we cleaned it up, and Wynn took a draw knife and put a board across, and he drew the logs off, flat enough for a floor, and the drone.
Wow.
And
that's a lot of work.
We took that cheesecloth down. When we did that, when we go to do one room, we have to do it one room at a time, and we have to take our food outside because the smell and the dust was so you couldn't feel like eating inside. We'd open all the windows, doors, to get all the dust and smell out. You could, you know how pack rat smelled.
Oh yeah, yeah,
really was bad. And then I cleaned them, washed them, and then I used Lysol on them, and that didn't do it. They were really stink pretty well. But it didn't get rid of the stain. Then I used lye water on that stain, and it still had some left. You can still, if you really look, you can see that stain on the walls.
Huh. So how long were you working on that before you finished it? Was that a long project?
Oh, yeah, we was working on it. We worked on it till we got a new roof on it and got it cleaned up inside that fall. So we got married in July, and then we went on our honeymoon. We went to Canada, and we were gone a month. And then when we came back on, we started on that. And then in October, we went out to make money for winter. We didn't feel like living on, you know, using what we had, because there wasn't too much more we could do that year.
Mm-hmm.
The next year, we got a sawmill and got the place fenced, and he kept working on the house in between times.
Mm-hmm.
Put in covers, put in partitions. It was just all rough boards in there for partitions, no doors. And it was just two logs, and they had paper, and they had it chinked with cow manure and straw on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And they had pieces of log and the newspaper stuck in. Some places they had newspaper pasted on the walls. Of course, some places the wind would blow in and it cracked it. We had to clean all that stuff.
So what were you doing for a living when you were up here?
Well, we were just, when we were up here working long, we were living on some insurance that I had for my husband's death. And we bought a sawmill with it and whatnot. And we were using it for grocery money because there was no income.
Mm-hmm.
But then as soon as it got to winter, when we'd go out and work winter and make what we could.
Where would you work?